5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to your daily dose of facts to fight off the liberal gaslighting.
You can be in the middle of a hurricane.
You have sanctuary in the city of Chicago.
Or you can be on a calm day. North is still north. You could be in a thunderstorm.
I am angry. We are not going back. Not ever.
North is still north. People can yell at you.
The hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them.
North is still north. It doesn't change fundamental things. And in this business, right is still right, even if you stand by yourself.
We don't get fooled again. No, no.
Live across the fruited plain and from sea to shining sea, we're converting the Marxist left 1 hour at a time on the Wendy Bell radio program.
Well, hello, America, and beyond the fruited plain. Welcome home to your source for common sense, conservative values. The Wendy Bell radio program, we're here every single day. We are eager to serve and give you the information you need. It was a Super Tuesday slaughter, right? Is anybody out there going, oh my gosh, did you see what happened? Of course not. We've been talking about this. We've been walking this line together. We've been holding hands, right? Every single day for the last several years, we've been walking this walk. And now it's becoming very clear to people out there who haven't been paying attention. It is a brand new party, ladies and gentlemen, and this party has come to take its country back. Welcome home. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen. You know, there's a lot of nuance. There's a lot of sidebar stories. There's polling. There's how many points did he get? How many delegates is he? Looks like over 1,000. Obviously, it's going to be Donald Trump and Joe Biden, unless something happens to Joe Biden. It's going to be Donald Trump and somebody, right? And I'm not at all amazed by the results. I'm not at all amazed that California, before anything even happened, the 169 delegates in that state were awarded to Donald Trump, literally with 0% of the votes in. Decisively declared the winner in California. Virginia, North Carolina, Alabama, Massachusetts, Maine, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Arkansas, Colorado. Are you awake, Colorado? Because you've got some crap going on in your state. I do too. In Pennsylvania, we do. But we're watching you. Colorado, Donald Trump, Minnesota, California, Alaska, and Utah. Nikki Haley gets Vermont, goes radio silent, and then slithers back home and bows out of the race. I think she's going to be making the announcement here imminently. This is not something that is surprising. I'm not going to sit here and tell you, woohoo, because we have work to do. You know, when you've been beaten enough times, and then all of a sudden you punch back and you land a blow, yeah, that's a victory, but you've got a match ahead of you. You've got revenge. See, this revenge isn't about hurting other people. It's not like what the Democrats do, who are the most destructive force in this country. They have done more to damage America. Nobody has done more than Democrats to do damage to America. And we've taken enough blows. We've seen enough people harassed, arrested, shaken down, shackled. We've seen the optics. We've sat here for the High School Musical presentations. We followed the data. We dug into the research. We exposed the garbage. Think about every single day during COVID when you were here with me. What did we do? We walked through it every single day. the edicts, the tyranny, the emergency declarations, the magic wand waving, the egos getting out of control, and the science that the entire time never supported. And we broke it down for you in painstaking detail. They knew better. And they inflicted damage on 330 million people anyway. And we're just getting started. Look, I'm excited about California. You know, whatever though. California, I'm not putting a lot of eggs in that basket. 73% of the vote finally for Trump in California. Some of the other things, Alaska, Trump crushing Alaska, taking 87% of the vote. His victories in all the other states have been absolutely massive, taking home shortly before midnight. At the lowest, 61% in Massachusetts. At the highest, 83.7% in Trump country, Alabama. But again, perhaps the most symbolic victory yesterday was in Colorado, where the radical left had done whatever they could to remove Trump from the ballot, got involved in a Supreme Court struggle, and then had Trump destroy Nikki Haley and anybody else they wanted to throw at him. Finally, Nikki goes away. This is not the establishment's time. This is the death of the Republican, not just the Republican, but the establishment in general. We are done with the George Bush way of life. We are done going along to get along because there is no compromise anymore. There is no bridge. They've burned it. You locked up our parents and our grandparents in nursing homes and wouldn't let us see our spouses during COVID when they went into the hospital for surgery. You fiddled with our children, and you knew better, and you freaking did it anyway. And then you went after parents. And then you went after patriots. And then you went after our president, not once, not twice, not even three times, four, five if you count E. Jean Carroll and that lunacy. And all along the way, you know who's been paying attention? Everybody. It ain't about white people. It ain't about rich people. It's not about Christian people. It's about America. Gotta love this headline as Joe Biden suffers his first loss of the entire primary. This is just, I mean, it's ridiculous. Joe Biden loses American Samoa, the Democrat caucus, American Samoa. He loses to some dude who's a protege, some kind of an affiliate of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation of certain suck. And that guy got more than Joe Biden. Dude, wake up. This is a rebirth of the Republican Party, and people who are not on board, who are not full steam ahead, who don't realize that the real training now, we're in a marathon, folks. We're only up to 12 miles a day now. We've got training. We've got sit-ups. We've got push-ups. We've got mental toughness. We've got war ahead. And there is no other option except victory. And our opponents know it. I'd love to sit here and be victorious and to say, oh my goodness, everybody. Isn't this tremendous? But I am angry. I'm angry by, I will say this, I'm angry at all the mealy-mouthed, vanilla, plain Cheerios, dry white toast Republicans out there who sat back and didn't speak up, didn't push back, didn't fight, didn't represent. When this lunacy started going out of control, they burned down our cities. They burned down our cities. And Democrats made excuses. They looted our stores. They terrorized people on the street. They vandalized churches. They threatened the Supreme Court. They spread a narrative of propagandists suck that they knew was purposeful. And it was only to do one thing, to stay in power. But there is a new movement, friends. You can call it MAGA. You can call it whatever you want to call it. I'm going to say it's we are done. I'm not here to negotiate with you. I don't care what you think. I'm not caring about what you say and what you think. Because if you're not on board getting America back, then you will be left behind. Period. Big races out there. Steve Garvey, we're going to talk about him, a staunch conservative Republican in California, doing perhaps what nobody thought could be done. Mark Robinson, North Carolina, cruising his way to be the next governor of North Carolina. Kyrsten Sinema dropping out. And Barbara Lee and Katie Porter sent packing at the end of this term out of D.C. You're done! And we rejoice. But there's a lot of work to do, my friends. There is no bridging this divide. Sounds harsh. It is true. I will not negotiate with people who've done this to us, period. And we'll go a little deeper into that with a story from exit polling. Super Tuesday exit polling, eye-opening. Says everything you need to know about the war we are in. Next on the Wendy Bell Radio Program. There is right and there is wrong. And everything that the Democrats do is wrong. It's wrong. It's negative. It's divisive. It's hurtful. Somebody always falls through the cracks. And we all end up paying for it. There is not one single issue I believe a Democrat can go toe-to-toe with me on and win. And I would challenge any of them. Give me one thing Joe Biden, let's just talk about any Democrat, has done that has been beneficial to you. Oh, well, we had Obamacare. Oh, how's that working for you? You guys keep your doctor? You guys save all that, right? Or did your premium go through the freaking roof and everything became haywire? Yeah, that's what happens when they meddle in crap that they shouldn't. Every single thing they touch explodes in their faces. And you're watching a very clear shift away from the suck to salvation. It's not just one person. It is a movement. It is a feeling. It is a wave. It is that vibration. It is that hope that crazy is near its end. And I will say this again. There are people in all of our lives who will not be saved. We will carve out more. We will trim more of the dead weight. We'll lose the baggage because I can't carry it around anymore. This is an exit poll, redstate.com. Abortion is the top issue for Democrats. Biden border crisis is the top issue for the GOP. Look, if your big number one issue is your ability to kill your child, you and I are going to have fundamental differences. Period. Now, you might find it distasteful as a conservative for me to say, I really am not going to be bothered by what everybody else does. I can't sit here and litigate behavior. I can't tell the parent of a 9-year-old girl, you probably ought not start those hormone treatments. It's not my business, but they're making what they're doing our business. And if abortion is the hill you're going to die on, then good riddance. Here's your story. An exit poll of Super Tuesday voters conducted by Decision Desk HQ found predictable differences between Democrats and Republicans regarding the issues they are most concerned about in this election. Do you ever notice that conservatives and people on the right worry about everybody? It's about what's good for all. It is a groupthink kind of thing. Over here on the left, it's some fringe. There's always some fringe victim. Everything they do is predicated on having to protect some disenfranchised person. Trans rights are human rights. What kind of rights does a transgender person not have in this country? You can go lop off anything you want and stitch whatever you want on in this country, ladies and gentlemen. That's a fact. This poll surveyed absentee early and day of voters, and according to the poll, Democratic voters prioritized abortion. Think about that. 27% citing it as their top issue. The economy ranked second, 25%, education third at 11%. Despite significant pundit class anticipation of progressive voters' responses to President Biden's stance on the Israel-Gaza conflict, only 9% of Democratic voters cited foreign policy as their top issue. It was fifth overall. Republican voters prioritized immigration, with 44% citing it as their top issue, followed by the economy at 28%. Period. These findings show President Biden does not have to walk as fine a line as apparently they were thinking, with Hamas supporters and all of this stuff going on. Apparently, Democrat voters are more interested in aborting their babies. Fantastic. It's not that surprising, of course, this article says, that Democratic Super Tuesday voters' top issue was abortion. But what will be more important for the general election is how that issue ranks among independent voters and potential swing voters. Democrat Super Tuesday voters in a year where there's not a contest at the top of the ticket are not those voters. What will be problematic for Democrats is the 25% of primary voters who said the economy. The economy. I can tell you, it's a very full, safe way of not getting an abortion. It's tried, it's true, it's logical, and it works. Be responsible. Period. Take responsibility for your actions. Now, can we move on to more pressing issues that impact all of us? Like the strangers the Biden administration admits now to flying in under cover of darkness on your dime. Hundreds of thousands of migrants from all around the world who they facilitated the paperwork for in Mexico in the Darien Gap. To expedite the asylum process so they could board a freaking plane and invade our country instead of being at the southern border. That is what we are up against. There is no negotiation. There is no compromise with crazy, ladies and gentlemen. They have needed people. New people. Because their ranks are souring. Black voters are done being used. Young voters are sick of hearing about it in school. They're pushing back too. And what is it with the folks who are out there working every day but perhaps might not have a college degree? Why are they so infinitely wiser than the college educated out there who are easily indoctrinated into whatever the left and the media tell them? This is what we're up against. It is a war for the soul of our country. It is a battle for the future that we're going to give our children and our grandchildren. And this says everything. 47% of Democrat primary voters say the nation is on the right track. Do you like where we're going? Does it feel safe and reasonable? Does everything feel comfortable to you? Are you proud of what America looks like right now? Well, look at a Democrat in your life, because they're the ones at fault. And then take action. That is what this call is. When we come back on the Wendy Bell Radio program, I want to talk about specifically this California thing. Oh, actually, no, I want to talk about this. No cooperating with crazy. Why? You'll hear why next. I saw a very interesting tweet from Jenna Ellis this morning, former associate with the Trump campaign. I don't think she was ever in the employment of, but she's a lawyer. I've campaigned on stuff with her in the past here in the land before time, which is what I call Pennsylvania. But, you know, she got wrapped up into that Fulton County election interference case with Donald Trump and like 19 others, and she decided to settle. Look, you got to make decisions based on what you think are right is right for you, right? But she then decided to pile on and take swings at Donald Trump. And now all of a sudden, now that Nikki Haley is out, that Trump has obviously done what needs to be done because we are done. She's wanting room back on the train. She wants to squiggle back in. She wants to nudge her fanny back on the seat. Pal, beat it. Beat it. I'm sorry. But we don't negotiate with crazy. There is no cooperation with crazy. And we've been living in crazy. How many times ask yourself this question to the point where you have to perhaps even turn me off? I hope not, but I get it. How many times have you had to walk away, scroll past a story on your news feed, or turn off the television if you still watch news? Or you switch to a new page in your newspaper if you're one of the few who still gets it? Because you reach that point, it might be satiety, you're full, I can't do it anymore, but it's soul crushing. It's soul crushing to see how much damage has been done to this place that we love. And I am angry. And that's okay. But I'm not sitting here looking for some olive branch. I have no intention of shaking hands with people who are part of the destruction. Those people suck. Period. What are some of the things that I will not cooperate? The time for that cooperation has long passed. There is no bridging this divide. It ain't going to happen. One, it's not going to happen in the Republican Party. Notice the shift. You're either establishment, you're George Bush family, Mitt Romney, who's not even a Republican. He's an imposter. The establishment, Rhino, Nikki Haley, Koch brothers of suck, that side of your party. And then there's the grassroots. Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. Are you going to do that to my children? Oh, hell no. Are you going to do that in my community? Not only do you have that division, the chasm between left and right, my friends, is apocalyptic. How do you meet in the middle with people who believe men can be women and women can be men? How do you do that? How do you meet in the middle with people who believe race is more important than passion or grit or merit or ability? How do you do that? How do you meet in the middle with people who believe Israel is in the wrong and that Hamas was justified to rape and murder and behead women and children? How do you navigate that? How do you go to bed at night with that on your soul? How do you do that? How do you meet in the middle with people whose top concern is their ability to murder their own children? How do you meet in the middle with people who call you a Christian nationalist or an extremist, a homophobe, racist, sexist, fascist threat to democracy? How do you go back from that? I really didn't mean it. Damage done. I'm done. Beat it. How do you meet in the middle with people who believe in sexualizing children, who normalize drag queens gyrating in front of toddlers? How do you meet in the middle with people who believe trans rights are human rights when transgenderism is a mental illness only suffered shockingly in the first world countries? How do you meet in the middle with people who blindly followed the experts and dutifully obeyed people like Tony Fauci, then freaked out when you had the audacity to say, you know what? This doesn't feel right. I need more info before I roll up my sleeves. How do you meet in the middle with people who openly cheer biased jury pools or who believe laws can be broken so long as your political objective is the reason? There is no compromise. That day is done. And I want you to hear some of the crazy. I want you to hear Jen Psaki and Rachel Maddow. MSNBC last night. This is the childishness, this is the toxicity of college-educated liberal women. The scourge of our country. And if you're one of them, so be it. I think you suck. Listen to this.
I mean, if you look at some of these exit polls, I mean, I live in Virginia. Immigration was the number one issue. Yeah. Again, these could change in Virginia.
Well, Virginia does have a border with West Virginia. Very, very contested area.
Build the wall. Like, what?
2 weeks ago in Virginia, Jen and Rachel, an illegal alien from Venezuela was arrested and charged with sexually assaulting a 14-year-old girl in Campbell County. He had crossed illegally into El Paso in September of last year. He was released into the United States by the federal government. Laken Riley hasn't even been dead a month, and you have the audacity to sit there and make fun of people in this country who are scared to death about the danger that you have welcomed into our land. How dare you? And then there's the typical tropes. When you see the world solely through the lens of one thing, well, if we're talking about Joy Reid, it would be racism. When everything you see is seen through the prism of racism or discrimination, or somebody's got a knee on your neck, or there's nothing that you can do, and you're a multi-million dollar paid top of the line news anchor on national television, and you want to cry to the rest of us that the system is rigged against you and that Republicans are racist? Joy Reid, how dare you? Audio soundbite one.
But Republican voters don't vote that way. They don't vote based on economics or based on the benefits they're getting economically from the president. They're increasingly, from the Tea Party on, they're voting on race. They're voting on this idea of an invasion of brown people over the border. The idea that they can't get whatever job they want. A black person got it. Therefore, drive all the blacks out of the colleges. Get rid of DEI. That is what they're voting on. They're just voting specifically on racial animus. Which, at this stage, it isn't about economics.
No.
Isn't it interesting how well they know us? Boy, she hyperspaced right into my heart, right? Democrats tell black people that they can't succeed, that they can't achieve without help, that they can't get into college if there's an SAT, so we need to get rid of it, that they can't get anywhere unless the rules are bent to accommodate them. Do you know how discriminatory that is? Do you know how defeating that is? Do you know how racist that is? White kids don't need your help, but black kids do. Is that really the message you want to send, Joy? Because that's what you're sending. Audio soundbite number two. All of a sudden now we're going to talk about the ineptitude of Donald Trump. He couldn't manage anything. Couldn't manage COVID. What a failure. You're going to be on the losing side of this, ladies. In fact, you were a long time ago, and now you just sound pathetic. Go.
Donald Trump had one job. He had one crisis. He's saying, oh, all of these things were perfect. You had one crisis, bruh. It was called the pandemic. And you know what you did? You bollocksed it completely. You did so poorly at managing your sole crisis, the one hard thing you had to do. The reason he doesn't look old Biden looks older, the presidency ages you when you do the job. Obama went gray because he was doing the work. Donald Trump looks the same as when he ran because he was playing golf the whole time. His one job was to manage.
You think that hair color's natural?
But the reality is, he had one job, manage this crisis. And he messed it up so badly that they had to do the stimmy. People love the stimmy. Why did he have to do the stimmy? Because a million bodies are in the ground.
It was
because
Democrats.
Of how poorly he managed an airborne virus.
Oh, that's not going to age well, Joy. You want to go there? Do you want to talk about the millions of people who have either died because of that jab or whose lives have been forever changed because of, oh, I don't know. Page one, page two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine pages of known side effects during phase freaking one. And you have the audacity to say that Donald Trump failed on COVID. He failed because he listened to Tony Fauci, who is evil. And she's not done yet. Audio soundbite number three.
By the way, if you want to do another chart of when you saw the spike in border crossings, because it was down to record numbers under George W. Bush and President Obama, it spiked again because of COVID. COVID is the spike again. You just look at the chart. All of these crises that Donald Trump inherited a strong, growing economy and managed to ruin it. By messing up his one crisis, which was COVID, which is why the border went crazy. It's why inflation went crazy. All of those crises Joe Biden has had to fix. Joe Biden's job creation rate is second only to Bill Clinton.
Wow.
He's not only fixed it. He's actually been more successful as a domestic policy president than any modern president. All of the things Donald Trump is trying to take credit for on the campaign trail are Biden things. And Biden needs to run out there and take credit for it.
Well, there is no cooperating with crazy. She's Harvard educated. That speaks volumes. This is why I say, college educated, liberal women. You can't get through to them. There's no managing that. Period. Time to walk away. Perhaps the most intriguing sound of the night came from Rachel Maddow, and I'm going to wait to play it for you until after the break, because they all know what is coming. They are losing their minds because as much as they want to tell you how to think, it's amazing. You're not listening. Don't go anywhere. The Wendy Bell Radio program continues right after this. It's a new party. It is a new party. The party has been growing. The party has been beaten. It's been kicked. It's been doxxed. It's been restricted. It's been canceled. It's been fired. It's been demonized, lied about, all of it. And they're done. We are done. And we're taking it back. And Rachel Maddow says it out loud. She's like, this is amazing what we're watching on the right. This is remarkable. For Rachel Maddow to say amazing and Republicans and to connect those, they know they're so cooked. Go.
The courts are not going to help. The law will be a sidebar to the main decision. You will make this decision. The only way this decision will be made is by you picking one, by you volunteering and donating and campaigning and deciding it matters enough to you to not only vote, but to help.
Oh,
to
God.
Help your candidate try to win. Mm-hmm. The Republican Party really, really is amazing right now. But the only thing that will stop them is Democrats winning instead. Period. Full stop. Thank you, United States Supreme Court, for the clarification. The campaign, if we didn't know it already, the campaign starts now.
He's really upset.
That campaign started on January 6th of 2021. No, scratch that. It started on November 4th, 2020, when you and I went to bed. And everything, when we woke up, was flipped on its head. And you were told, suck it up. Sit down. Shut up. This is the way it's going to be. And we said, you know what? I don't think so. And we've been watching. And we've been talking and we've been sharing. You know, there is something joyful to report to you today. And it's too little too late in many ways for hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians. And Russians. Headline from the Gateway Pundit, Victoria Nuland stepping down. Why ever would that warmonger want to walk away from her job. She's the architect of the disastrous U.S.-Ukraine policy since 2014. Apparently, she's going to be resigning in the coming weeks. And I find it interesting that this coincides with the Freedom of Information Act request filed by the Gateway Pundit to kind of dig into what Victoria Nuland's role was in the death of U.S. journalist Gonzalo Lira in Ukraine. Victoria Nuland, well, and this is the thing that you need to know about her. For no reason given for this. You remember, she was the one who confirmed, even though the Biden administration lied to us repeatedly. There are no bio labs. Vladimir Putin, he's a liar. What's he talking about? We're not operating bio labs on the Russian-Ukrainian border. Wah, wah, until Victoria Nuland came out and said, yes, in fact, we have quite a few. In fact, there are dozens and there are hundreds of Fauci suck labs all over the world where disgusting things are going on. With your taxpayer dollars, Victoria Nuland was the one that blew that out. She was also the first person, by the way, who put pressure to fire Viktor Shokin when he started meddling around the Burisma payments, $1 million for Hunter Biden to do absolutely nothing. That was her. She was the one who stepped forward so many years ago and suggested that Viktor Shokin be fired. Very interesting stuff, isn't it? Nuland was also at the heart of the Russiagate conspiracy to stop Donald Trump. When she passed on the so-called Steele dossier by former MI6 spy Christopher Steele to the FBI, Victoria Nuland has been very busy as an architect of so much suck. Can we just think about that one thing I just said? They concocted fake news, put it in a ridiculous document that was so preposterous. Even the FBI was like, well, I don't know. That whole golden showers thing, I mean, that sounds... I mean, Donald Trump might be weird, but not only is that weird. They wiretap. They concocted. They dumped information into the media so it would spread, right? And then to cover their tracks, they created this emergency called misinformation and disinformation because common sense people like yourself and myself, we started saying, that's ridiculous. That's the dumbest thing I might have heard today. Say what? And then all of a sudden, this push to keep you safe, to protect you from all of the people out there who were sharing fake news and the biggest purveyors of it, of course, the Democrat Party. So good riddance, Victoria Nuland. I can't wait to see what comes out of this Freedom of Information Act request, because that journalist who died in Ukraine long said that you hated him and that he was afraid for his life. I'll be interested to see what shakes out of that. There is no negotiating with crazy. And these people are crazy. They start wars. They create fake stories, false narratives. They cheat. They steal in elections. They create gene-scrambling elixirs, knowing that they're injecting harm into your body because the money that they get from it is better than their conscience. It is the great divide, and there is no bridge that's going to bring us together. That would be a fact. Steve Garvey, California, what is going on? Do you guys believe in miracles? You gotta believe. It's what the Dodgers slogan was for years. Well, Steve Garvey does. And so do a hell of a lot of Californians who are done with the suck. This is amazing. And we're going to enjoy it together on the Left Coast next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network.